Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, we continue our partnership with Nissan and highlight STEAM. AI and robotics are being swapped out for humans in manufacturing, healthcare, and logistics. Why? Because it's more efficient and productive. You know, because robots, they don't take smoke breaks.
I didn't know.
Let's take Amazon. They've automated different business tasks and changed jobs for humans. For example, ordering items, that's automated by algorithms. And there's a lot of people that fear these changes. You know, the robots gonna take our jobs and gonna leave us unemployed. But the reality is, robots haven't eliminated jobs for us, but they have fundamentally changed them. Employees now are more auditors than doers. See, in the early Amazon days, there were fewer sellers to deal with, so humans were the obvious answer. But then business boomed to 20 million products. Trying to manage and pay humans, that became counterproductive. Like 20 years ago, an Amazon vendor manager could handle a few hundred products. Today, anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000. But it's not just Amazon that's embracing the dawn of this new era of tech. It's helping manufacturers with precision and cost efficiency. Like, do you think your human hands can outstitch a robot? No. In healthcare, the accuracy in robotic-assisted surgeries is unmatched. In agriculture and logistics, they've bettered the processes for crop management, transportation for goods, and they've improved the safety standards OD. Listen, the integration of robotics and automation in engineering and manufacturing is now. The car industry got the largest number of robots working in factories around the world. Robotics and automation, they increase productivity. Because, you know, you're not waiting for the robot to get back from a 20-minute bathroom break where they were just scrolling the Black Effect Podcast Network listening to episodes of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. They improve product quality and they enhance safety. Because, you know, none of the robots come in hungover after the Nissan Christmas party. Now, I ain't gonna hold you. There are some reservations. For example, robotics are dumb expensive, you know, currently. But, I mean, so was the cotton gin at one point, right? There are concerns of folks losing their jobs. I mean, no cap, some of the drive-thrus I go to, I don't even speak to a human until I get to the window. Maintenance is definitely an issue. And, of course, cybersecurity risk. A hacked robot is no fun. We saw Our Robot in 2004, and that movie takes place in 2035, 11 years. Ooh. Tech is advancing, folks, and there are black trailblazers on the front lines to make sure we have successful integration with robotics and humans. Ime Archibong, he's with Meta, Facebook. He the highest-ranking black person at the company, and he's helped guide Meta through conceptualizing, designing, and launching new services and technology. Tope Iwatana, the founder and CEO of the scheduling platform Calendly. Or Stacy Brown Philpott. She worked a decade at Google as the head of online sales and operations. In 2012, she joined TaskRabbit. That's the online marketplace. She's the CEO. And under her leadership, TaskRabbit has expanded to 45 locations across 3 countries and has enabled more than 140,000 taskers. Look at here. Whether it's robots carrying coffee across college campuses, or I was in LA and saw robots pulling up with pepperoni pieces and soda pop. STEAM is advancing at an alarming rate, folks. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I didn't know.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.